Blog Talk Radio.
Into home, Helen R. Ministry of Empowerment. Welcome home. I am so excited that you have joined me on today. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice and be glad therein. Truly, God is great, and He's greatly to be praised. And I come to encourage you and to admonish you on today, as never before, that we ought to be praising God and giving God the praise, glory, and honor that's due unto His name. So I welcome you. Come right on in and make yourself right at home. I'm excited about what the Lord is going to do in and through your life. Yes, your life. I'm excited about God and the things of God. And I want to welcome all of my wonderful listeners all around the world. I want you to know I am so grateful that you joined us on today. And most of all, I know God is going to tremendously bless you in a profound and a mighty way. Truly, we have a word from the Lord on today, and I'm excited about sharing it with you and delivering it on today. We're going to be looking at on today doing the right thing the wrong way, the return of the art of the covenant. And so we're going to be looking at Numbers. Chapter number 4, verse number 15, 2 Samuel, chapter number 6, verses 1 through 9, and then we're going to look at Proverbs, chapter 14, verses number 12, and I will repeat those in your hearing as we come to those various scriptures. Again, we're talking about doing the right thing the wrong way, the return of the ark. I want to first of all to share before we really get into the word of the Lord on today, some of the things the Lord woke me up on this morning, had a dream or more like a vision or word that came from the Lord on today. And God began to really deal with my heart in regards to the state and the condition in which the body of Christ is in. And I want to, for just a moment in your hearing, just to share what the Spirit of the Lord given me on this morning when I woke up and was in devotion before the Lord on today. He began to share with me a tridimensional state or condition in which the body of Christ is in. It is good, acceptable, and the perfect will of God. These three different state or condition that an individual finds themselves in, either the good, acceptable, or the perfect will of God, that the individuals are operating in one of these spheres, either it's the good sphere or the acceptable sphere or the perfect will of God sphere. And so he began to deal with my heart and began to share with me and opening up my understanding more about each one of these particular sphere of living for the children of God. He shared with me that the good is the base level, the very base level of living for the child of God, where everything seems good. It's good to do this, or it's good, it's no harm, or it's just good. That's the condition or the state of our mind that is just good. And then the second sphere is the acceptable. That's where a child of God finds themselves kind of midway. They're not totally in, and they're not at the base level, but they're at the mid level. Where things are just acceptable, just doing what is acceptable in their life, in their lifestyle, even outside of the body of Christ. Then God began to share with me the third sphere, And that third sphere was being in the perfect will of God. Now, many times we hear about the permissive will, and then we hear about the divine will or the perfect will of God. But God began to deal with my heart about these three spheres in which a child of God can reside in or live their life out of or in and through. Now, God is concerned. He's very, very concerned. Now, when we look at the perfect will of God, that is a place where is total peace, where the child of God has entered into the rest of God and is striving to please him or bring glory and honor unto him through their life, through their behavior, through everything that have to do with that individual. They're striving to bring glory unto God in every aspect of their life. That acceptable sphere is that where they are doing what they know to do is right and not putting forth any effort of going on and striving to bring forth glory out of their life in the things in which they do. They do it because it's the right thing to do. They do it because it's the acceptable thing. They do it because it's a good thing to do. But they have not ascertained to the level in which it is the perfect will of God that they're striving to bring glory and honor unto every aspect of their life. Now, when we look at the perfect will of God, we begin to find that in that perfect place, the child of God is in a state of communion. And that state of communion is very similar to going all the way back to the beginning. Oh, stick with me. I hear the revelation and the prophetic word of the Lord even right now. They're in that same state in which Adam and Eve was in before the fall. They're in a place of communing with God daily, in communion with God. That is the place of that realm and sphere of the perfect will of God, living in the perfect will of God. God conscious, God concerned, a mindset to where want to bring glory and honor unto God in every aspect of their life, walking softly before God, walking reverently before God. They reside in that sphere of the highest dimension, which is the perfect will of God. Now, let's look further, because when we look at the body of Christ and begin to examine the body of Christ, we see various types of behavior within the body of Christ. And we must begin to recognize that these three spheres are in operation within the body of Christ, the corporate body. You have that base level living. You have that mid-level living. And then you have the higher calling or living in a realm in which they're in constant communion with God. Now, I thought it was so profound. God gave that to me this morning when I was when I woke this morning. He began to commune with me and began to share with me. Now, why are we saying this? We are saying it, and I believe God has a set time. And as we see even the day approaching, we are seeing that the set time is coming more and more into fruition. And this set time is where God is lining up his body. He's preparing the bride because he's on his way back. Now, we as children of God, we must stay God conscious of that third dimension of the higher calling, remaining God conscious and walking with him and entering into that place of God's rest, because you have been in communion with God. You've gone all the way back to that state in which Adam and Eve, where God had met them in the coolness of the day. Those that are in communion with God is those that are in communion with God are the ones that are meeting with him. But those that have no God conscience of the sacred things of God, they living at that base level because they have no reverency. They don't reverence the things which are spiritual. Matter of fact, they can't even see it because it's foolishness to them, because they refuse to come up higher and they refuse to seize the opportunities that God has given unto his people for us to draw nigh unto him, and he will draw nigh unto us. But they have chosen out of their own volition to not highly esteem the provisions that God has given unto the body of Christ. We must recognize, children of God, there are provisions, that there's our principles. There are ways in which God has already orchestrated for his body and the kingdom of God to even to operate. Many times you will hear people say, well, this is just the way I am. And when you hear them say that, well, they're living at that base level because Jesus Christ died over 2,000 years ago. He was God manifested in the flesh. He came and paid the ransom for our sin and to gain victory over death. And so death, spiritual death. And so when we live at that base level, we are not living in the highest calling that God has ordained, which is the perfect will of God. When you hear the child of God always saying that this is just the way I am, well, Jesus Christ died over 2,000 years ago that we may be joint heirs with him, that we can be able to be called as sons of God. We can take on his characteristic. We can take on his power. We can take on the name. We can take on the blood and plead the blood against the adversary, because this is the power that God has given unto the bride and to the corporate body, to the individual. And we are children of God. We must wake up as never before and shake ourselves and say, God, am I in thy perfect will? Am I doing what you called me out to be? Am I being the man or the woman of God that you called me out to be? Am I drawing nigh unto you like you want me to draw nigh? We begin to ask ourselves the question, when you move into that third dimension of the perfect will of God, you begin to examine your own self and begin to say whether I'm in the faith or not. You begin to examine and do a personal assessment of all of the things that you do because you want to abide and reside in that third level, which is the perfect will of God. Oh, I feel the power of God right now. Oh, we had to put the lesson to the side and speak what God is saying, a fresh word that's relevant to our situation, that is right now as never before. We as children of God, we must recognize that some spiritual diseases that's trying to attack the body of Christ. Another thing that God gave me on this morning, when I was in meditation on this morning, was the spiritual diseases that's coming to try to plague the body of Christ. He said it's like spiritual cancer that's trying to contaminate the whole body of Christ, and we must be aware of those things. And he began to share with me some of the things that can become spiritual diseases that can taint the body of Christ. Number one, disobedience. He began to show me when you're in disobedience against the word of God, against the man or the woman of God, that is bringing in spiritual disease into the body of Christ. Self-will and rebellion is another spiritual disease that's trying to attack the body of Christ. You know, the Bible said that we must mortify the deeds of the flesh. And that's what God is saying, that he's calling us out to mortify, put a stop to, and to mortify the deeds of the flesh. Because sometimes the flesh will want to do things against the will of God. And we as children of God, we must sometimes stand against our own flesh and say, that's not the will of God. And that's not what God will want us to do. And we must put a halt and stop and mortify and stop doing the things that are not pleasing unto God, because it's called spiritual cancer in the body of Christ. Oh, he began to deal with my spirit and deal with my heart in a very special way for the children of God, not to settle for just what is good at that base level, not just to settle for just what is acceptable. It's acceptable to come to church every Sunday. It's acceptable to do the various things that we do. It's acceptable to even to fast. But if you're not fasting for the glory of God and seeking for God's will to be done, that glory, that fast could be at that base level, or it could be at the acceptable level, as opposed to being at the perfect will level of God, where that fasting, you will see the fruit of it, where bands will be broken, where that you will see that the unheavy burdens will be undone, and the shackles will be broken off the bands of the people. Oh, child of God, God is calling us to another place. God is calling us to come up higher. Just like he invited Moses up to the mountain, he's inviting his people higher into a higher realm of God. Even if we look at the places in which God is calling us unto do, such as maybe be a doorkeeper of the house of God as an usher. We can usher at the base level, or we can usher at the acceptable level, or we can usher at the perfect will of God level. Oh, child of God, God is saying that there must be a shift in the mind of my people. He's trying to shift the body of Christ and line the body of Christ up into a place in which it is able to hold and contain that which he's getting ready to do in these last days. Oh, yes, child of God, we're moving into another sphere, another realm, and he's calling his house into decency and into order. Oh, there is an order in the house of God. If there was not an order, he would not have given out the patterns in the Old Testament for us to even to carry over into the new, of the pattern of things that were to come. Yes, there was the type and shadow, and Jesus Christ was the fulfillment of every type and shadow. But we must recognize, when we even look at the moon is standing in its place and in its socket, in decency and in order. Even when you look at the sun, when it rises and sets, is rising and setting in an order that God has ordained. Even when you look up and see the stars in the sky, all of them are set there in order. Such as it is with the body of Christ. Oh, child of God, God is lining up and trying to get his body into that position of decency and in order, because he's going to pour out his power. He's going to pour out his anointing, but he's waiting for the body of Christ to shift their mind and stay sensitive to the things of God as never before, and highly esteeming the things of God, not our own agenda. I hear the Bible said that our gift will make room for us, and not we have to go out and try to make room so our gift could be operated, but we must allow God to make room for us, that our gift will make that room for us as we begin to line ourselves up with the will of God. Let's go back to the perfect state again, the perfect will of God. In that perfect will of God, the individual or the child of God will reside in a place of peace, of total peace in their heart, mind, and soul. That means the storms will be raging. That means that things will even try to come up against the child of God. But they will always find themselves in a place of peace, because they found themselves in the center of the will of God, because because they decided in their heart and mind to reside in the perfect will of God. And so, child of God, yes, we had another lesson, but God is speaking on today, a profound word fresh from heaven, and saying it's never before, child of God, we must line our life up with the perfect will of God. You must begin to say, well, Pastor Orm, where is the perfect will? How can I get into that perfect will of God? How can I strive to get to that perfect will of God? I come to tell you on today, the way that you can get into that perfect will of God is going to be when you begin to engage back in prayer, when you get back to the throne room, when you go back to the prayer room and begin to fall down at the altar and cry out to God and saying, God, not my will, but thy will be done. Not my way, but your will and your way be done. God, I want to walk softly before you. I'm seeking you, your heart, mind, and soul. Because we must recognize, child of God, there's many philosophies that are going on. There's many things that are happening and being said. But you want to be in the perfect will of God as never before. Come on and just shout hallelujah. Perfect state, that perfect sphere, that perfect realm in which he's trying to get his body into. And so that brings me to our lesson on today. When we begin to talk about our precious one by the name of David, who was trying to bring the Ark of the Covenant home. It was he had the good intention, but he was doing it the wrong way. It was at that base level, the good level, the acceptable level, but it was not the perfect will of God. And so here, let's examine him. Yes, he had a good desire. He had a desire to bring glory and honor unto God, but he was doing it in the wrong way. And so let us take a look at our lesson on today. And let me read it in your hearing. Numbers 4 and verse number 15, it says, and when Aaron and his son had made an end of covering the sanctuary and all the vessels of the sanctuary as the camp is set forth, after all the sons of Korah shall come to bear it, but they shall not touch any holy thing lest they die. These things are the burdens of the sons of Korah in the tabernacle of the congregation. And so here it begins to talk about what the call of this particular tribe was for them to bear the burdens of the things of the tabernacle in the house of God. Now let's take a look at 2 Samuel chapter number 6, verses number 1 through 9. It says, again, David gathered together all the chosen men of Israel, 30,000, and David arose and went with all the people that were with him from Baal of Judah to bring up from thence the Ark of God, whose name is called by the name of the Lord of hosts that dwelleth between the cherubims. And they set the Ark of God upon the new cart and brought it out of the house of Abinadab, that which was the Gigat, and Usa and Ahio, the son of Abinadab, drove the new cart. And they both brought it out of the house of Abinadab, which was at Gibeah, accompanied the Ark of God, and Ahoa went before the Ark. And David and all the house of Israel played before the Lord on all manner of instruments made of fir wood, even on harps and on psalteries and on tabrums, and on cornet, and on the cymbal. And when they came to Nachon, the threshing floor, Usa put forth his hand to the Ark of God and took hold of it, for the ox shook it, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against Usa, and God smote him there for his error, and there he died by the Ark of God. And David was displeased because the Lord had made a breach upon Uzzah. And he called the name of the place for Uzzah to this day. And David was afraid of the Lord that day and said, how shall the ark of the Lord come to me? We must recognize that God has a way and an order for everything that he does in his house. And we as leaders and we as the people of God and those that God is calling higher, we must maintain the order in our lives and that we can be able to be the men and the women that God has called us out to be. We're going to look further at this here lesson and look a little closer as to what he is saying in the life of the people. God is right. His word is true and appropriate in every situation and circumstance. It may not always follow the path of human logic. In fact, it may often directly oppose what seems right to us. But faith teaches us and experience has shown us that God is always right. Let's look at Romans 3 and 4. God forbid, yea, let God be true and every man a liar. Genesis 18, verse 25. That be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous shall be as the wicked. That be far from thee, shall not the judge of all earth do right? Again, sin entered the human race because Adam and Eve listened to the serpent, reasoning that sin is right to them. But it violated the plan of God. Now, when we stay at that base level that we talked about, you stand at a level that God wants you to come up higher than just being at that base level. It may seem good, it may seem right, but it may not be the perfect will of God. People are moving out. God is concerned. I don't think I can even teach that particular lesson because the Lord is keep bringing me back. God is concerned about the condition of his body. There are people who are listening today that are making decisions outside of the will of God. And we as children of God, we must acknowledge him first, and the Bible said that he will direct our path. That's where you begin to live in that perfect realm and will of God, that sphere that we talked about just a few minutes ago. Now, when we come top to arm, you may say, well, how can I get to that place? That place is where God said, if you acknowledge me first, I will direct your path. There's things that look good. There's things that seem good and seem acceptable, but it's not the perfect will of God for the child of God's life. We must seek the perfect will, even though it looks crazy, even though it looks as though that is not the right thing. Even though it seems as though everything else is lined up and I should do this, but God may be saying no. God may be saying wait. God may be saying wait till the set time, the appointed time. All things are lawful, but not everything is expedient. It may be good, but it may not be the time. And so God wants to speak to somebody today, and I don't know who I'm talking to today, but I hear the Spirit of the Lord striving with you today and speaking to your heart. He don't want us to live in the good and the acceptable, but he wants you in the perfect will of God. And God said unto us that for us to call on him, And he will answer and show us great and mighty things that we know not. And so we must, as we call on him, we're calling on him because we want the perfect will of God. I hear another scripture that's coming to my heart and spirit now. He said, he that thinketh himself to be wise must become a fool that he may become wise. And what does that interpretation mean? What's that mean to the body of Christ or the individual as we begin to say, God, this is the thing. This is what I know, and this is the direction that I feel led to go in. But here what I'm going to do is say, God, I'm not going to move until I get your perfect will, or not move until you direct me or lead and guide me into that right way, because it's vital, child of God. There's many voices that are out there. There's many things that are coming, and you must be grounded and rooted in the things of God. You must allow the Bible and the Word of God to abide in you, not just reading the Word of God, but you must allow the Word of God to abide in your heart. Let it find a resting place in you. Let it find a resting place in our mind, a resting place in our spirit, a resting place in our lifestyle, a resting place in our character, a resting place in the way we interact with one another and how we go in and out among God's people. When the Word of God comes and rests in you, it's going to bring truth. It's going to bring peace. It's going to bring integrity. It's going to bring wisdom. It's going to bring the relevancy of the Word of God and revelation and rhema, because it has found a resting place in you. And when the Word rests in you, then you are be able to cease from striving, and you can rest in God, because God's word is abiding in you, and you are acknowledging God in all of your ways. Oh, and giving him thanks in all things. You are giving him thanks. What's happening now is that the adversary is allowing distractions to come against the children of God, and they're starting to murmuring and complaining and find themselves in different places and being like the children of Israel when God was bringing them out of Egypt. They begin to sit around and murmur and say, we want to go back to Egypt. We had leeks there. We had onions there. We had something to eat there. And so God is saying, I'm trying to move you forward, and you're still yet looking backwards. And so God wants us to stop looking backwards and move forward into the things of God as never before. Yes, blessings are coming. But I heard someone said, don't get caught up and distracted by the blessing. We must work while it's day. Night comes and no man will be able to work. We must continue to witness it and be a witness for the things of God as never before. And so here we find these three-dimensional state or condition of the body of Christ. And God said, I'm calling the body higher so that you can hear me, that you can see me move, that you can understand my move, that you can hear the vision and the spirit of the pastor and the leader that God has placed there, so that you can move with the cloud and move with him as he's moving among his people. Oh, shalaraboshekei. Oh, God. There is a provision that God has made for his people. And unless we strive or seek, I should say, his divine will and his glory out of our lives and to hear from him, we will miss that divine move of God that he's shifting his body and trying to line his body up with as never before. And so I admonish you today, I encourage you today, as never before, to begin to carve out quality time for God. And what do I mean by that? Is taking time consciously, taking out a moment and just saying, God, speak to my heart. God, lead, guide, and direct me. Remember, as I said earlier in our cast broadcast here, is that when you in the perfect state, you in that same position in which Adam and Eve was in when they stood before the Lord and when God met them in the coolness of the day. That's where God wants us to be, in that place where God is meeting us, before the heat of the battle, before the onslaught of the adversary, before the adversary comes and trying to fight against you, you've already in the coolness of the day have been in communion with God. And being in that communion with God, God already told you, oh, child of God, what to expect for that day. And what is going to come up against the child of God on that day, because you have lined up your life and lined up your spirit into the divine will of God and communed with him in the coolness of the day before your day has transpired. Oh, child of God, God is repositioning. He's reorchestrating. He's repositioning his body and his people so that they can hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto the church today. God is speaking as never before. I've shared before and on numerous occasions that, yes, when we come to church, we must come with a different mindset, a shift in our mind. What are you talking about, Pastor Orm? We're talking about coming in and not just hearing a good sermon. Coming in, not just going to a good program. Coming in, not going to just a good concert, but going in to the presence of God through the program or church service, saying, God, what are you saying to the church today? I don't want to see performance today, God. I don't want to see flesh on display, but I want to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto the church today. I want to hear what manner that you got for your people. What is the direction and the order of the day today, God? And when we go back to that perfect place, the musician playing up under the auspices of the Holy Ghost and saying, God, I yield myself and my gift to you right now as I sit at this organ, as I sit on these drums, as I pick up the guitar, the bass, God, and I pray up under our open heaven to bring glory and honor unto your name. That's the perfect will, because everything will flow out because we're striving all together. The embodied of Christ is walking after the perfect will of God. Once these psalmists begin to say, God, I have several good songs in my reservoir, but I don't want to sing any song, but I want to sing your heart today. What is in your mind today? Oh, I hear the Spirit of the Lord is saying that there is a place he's striving to realign the body of Christ. I hear some saying, well, I want this and that. But God's saying, once you get back into the will and the perfect will of God, these things will not even matter, because I am your manna. I will feed you. I will provide. I will open doors. I will make a way out of no way. I will keep my people. I will protect them. I will open doors for them. I will be a shield all around about them. I will be a shield of favor about them. I will give them a peace of mind. I will give them joy, unspeakable joy that's full of glory. I will provide food on their table. I will open doors that no man can open. I will raise up those that are on their sick bed, and I will bring sight back to the eyes that have been blinded, and I will awaken those that have gone back to sleep. I will bring home your unsaved loved one and turn their feet back in the hither. I will make a way out of no way. I will do it. All I'm calling my people to do is to turn back to the perfect will of God, seeking me with their whole heart, mind, and soul. Every day, every moment of the hour, walking softly before God and walking softly before me. I hear the Spirit of the Lord is saying that he wants his people back in that good condition. He's coming to eradicate the spiritual disease and the spiritual cancer out of the body of Christ. He's coming and going to eradicate all of the dark places that's trying to creep into the body of Christ. Witchcraft, voodoo, and sorcery. He's coming in to eradicate all the dark places because the people of God is lining their life back up into the perfect will of God. I hear God saying, I want you to be a voice crying out in the wilderness, making straight the path of the Lord. He wants a straight path, and that straight path is through the perfect will of God. As we seek that will, seek his heart, mind, and soul. Yes, we know how to do church. Yes, we know how to go in and out. But God saying there's a higher place and a higher order that he's calling his body to. He's calling the deacons. He's calling the elders. He's calling the evangelists, the missionaries, the saints, the lay members, the lay ministry, the young people. He's calling us all back to a place of reverencing him and seeking his heart, mind, and soul, not doing church any kind of way, but doing it carefully and with exactness and from the order from God himself. He said he's going to release a new power upon the church, a strength and a power upon the church as it's being brought to these last hours. God is fortifying all those that can catch the vision, all those that can hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto the church. Don't live in the good place, nor in the acceptable place, which is the mid-level. But God said, come on up higher while we got a chance to. That is in that perfect will of God, a place of total peace in your mind, heart, soul, and body, where you cease from frustration and cease from the division and schism in the body of Christ. He's coming to eradicate all of the spiritual diseases and give me a church out of a church of people for the name as never before. Now, come on and shout hallelujah. And I just want to take this moment because I feel a divine move of God as never before, child of God. God is going to do it. God is going to move upon the body of Christ. Souls are going to be saved. Backsliders are going to come home. Those that have gone to sleep are going to be wakened by the power of God. Because those that know the power of prayer, those that know the perfect will of God, those that understand the spiritual things of God will see this move of God, because God is going to move mightily upon his people as never before. He's breathing new breath into the body of Christ. He's breathing into the nostril of the church and awakening the eyes of the church again. He's moving and propelling and mobilizing the church as never before. And all those that would see, all those that will hear, all those that will be open to God's move will move in that divine vein of God as never before. And I don't know about you, child of God, but I purpose in my mind and in my heart that I want to be in the perfect will of God and in that divine will of God. And so God's saying, and you may be saying, how can I get there? I'm striving to get there. But I come and beg you to, as never before, to turn your heart back to God. Turn your spirit back to God. Begin to go back to seeking him first. And all these things shall be added unto you. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness. We as children of God, we must seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness in every aspect of our life. God, what does this have to do with your kingdom now? What is your righteousness in this? What is the right thing to do? When you ask God, what is the right thing to do? You ask God, Lord, what is your righteousness about this? What is your divine will is about this matter? And once you begin to seek God, and his righteousness, then you're moving into the perfect will of God
in that spirit realm, in which God is going to move mightily in the spiritual realm among his people. Oh, I come to tell you, child of God, there is a place that God is calling us, and he's preparing and trying to get the church in position that we can be in the position and instruments in the hand of God as never before, walking in acute sensitivity unto the spiritual God, the spiritual realm of God. And so, God, here we go, God. We're coming in the name of Jesus and by the power that's in the Holy Ghost. Everyone up under the sound of my voice, God, I bind the spirit of Aram, and I bind the spirit of good and acceptable level, and I release into the children of God the perfect will of God as they strive and seek you, God, with their whole heart, mind, and soul, as you lead and guide them into all truth, God. We ask of you, God, that your divine and your sacred will be done, that you will move in the life of those that are not saved, turn their feet back into hither, God, in the name of Jesus. Wake up the church, God. Wake up, oh God, those that have gone to sleep, God. Wake up, oh God, those that put their weapon down and their shield down. Those that have walked away from, Lord, studying the word and crying out to you, God. Wake them up, oh God, and turn their feet back in the hither, God. Stir the appetite, God, of your children, God. Stir their minds, God, Lord, that they will hunger and thirst after thee, oh God. Oh Lord Jesus, we cry out to you today and ask, dear God, that you, Lord, will move in a special way, Lord, and for a mighty and a special way in the life of your people. Take the scales off their eyes, God, and undo the heavy shackle and burden that comes to burden down your people, God. Let them cap off, oh God, everything that's not like you. Let them not murmur and complain. Let them not, oh God, Lord, go to sleep. Awaken the body of Christ, God. Put them back on the wall, Lord. Put them back in the prayer room. Put them back to fasting and praying and calling on your name. Bring back miracles, God, in your house. Deliverance and wonder, God. Oh, God, in your house. Continue to raise the dead. Those that are spiritually dead in the house of God that can't hear. Hear but don't hear. Seeing but don't see. Moving but not moving in your divine will. God, we ask for you to move today. We ask, oh God, that you, Lord, will, Lord, help the body of Christ. Oh God, strengthen your body. Strengthen the voice of the man and woman of God, Lord, as never before. Strengthen their hunger for thee, O God, in the things of God. Strengthen, O God, the gathering when they come to gather. Let them not just come to the house of God no more, God, but let them come to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto the church. What is the praise dance singing and saying unto the church? What is the choir when they sing? What are you saying unto the church? Speak through the choir, God. Speak through the musicians, God. Speak through the deacons, God. Speak through, Lord, the elders, God. Speak, oh God, cause you're raising up a mighty army with one voice, God. You get the glory, God. You get the honor and praise, God. Oh, Lord, we cry out to you throughout this land. Let it reverberate, oh, God, that every child of God will awaken and shake themselves and run to your house and run and get into position and back on their post, God, with a sober mind, looking eyes, looking to you, God, from which cometh our help. Our help comes from you, God, who made the heaven and the earth. You will not suffer our foot to be moved. He that keepeth Israel will not sleep, nor will you slumber. Hallelujah. You said in your word, God, if you will be hungry, you will not let us to know, because you are the God that have a cattle on a thousand hills. God, Lord, even the Father of the air, they belong unto you. Wake up our unsaved loved one. Take the scale off their eyes. Lord, unstop the deaf ears, God, as never before, God. We cry out to thee, O Lord, and say, God, move, Lord, upon your people, God. Move upon them, Lord, in and through the line of your people, dear God. Feed, Lord, your people with manna and quail, a fresh word, Lord, a fresh anointing. Oh, God, reveling for today, God, we cry out to thee, O God, in the name of Jesus, dear God. Take the hammer out of heaven. Break up the fallow ground into the callous heart. Break up that fallow ground that they can hear a word from you, God, in the name of Jesus and by the power that's in the Holy Ghost. God, we cry out to you. We say Jesus is Lord, Lord of all. Get the preeminence, God, out of our line, out of our worship, God. Get the preeminence and glory out of the instruments, God, out of the ushers, God, out of, Lord, the Christian education department. Get the glory, God, so much so that souls will be saved in Sunday school, Christian education, choir rehearsal. So much so, God, that in the middle of a board meeting, God, you will break out from the north, south, east, and west, God. We invite you in, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, meet every need that is here on this cast today. All around the world, you see the need, God. You heard and you hear, Father, the needs of your people. You said we have not, because we ask not. I hear God saying, stop talking about it and start asking him what you have need of. That's his provision for the children of God. He wants us in the perfect place of peace, but we must acknowledge him and go back to his provision that he has for the house of God. As never before, God said he will direct our path. He said that he will open doors that no man can open. He said he will make a way out of no way. He said that he will be our healer. He said he is the great I am. He said I am who I say I am, a God that can do it. Whatever you have need of, he said I am that. If you need a mind regulator, I am that. If you need healing in your body, I am that. Now, if you need me to lead and guide and direct ya, I am that. Now, if you're lonely and need a companion, he said, I am that. Now, I'll be your comforter. If your head are held down, he said, I am that, a lifter up of your head. If you are in the midst of the battle, God said, I will be a battle axe. If you find things coming in against you on every way and every side, God said, I'll be your fortress, your mighty fortress. He said, I'll be your shield and your buckler. I'll be better to you than your own necessary food. God is crying out and saying unto his people, come on to my perfect will. You dwelled in the sphere of the good. You dwelled in the sphere of the acceptable. And now God's saying there is a place that I'm ushering you into. All that craziness is not for naught, but I'm putting you in a position where you will acknowledge me first, and then I can meet you in the fullness of the day and commune with my people like I commune with Adam and Eve in the original state, because the second Adam paid the ransom that we could be in that perfect state of communing with God. Oh, he tore down the middle wall of partition and rent the veil. And now, child of God, we have access, and we have access to God. We have access, and we have access to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the great I am, the lily in the valley, the bright and morning star, the great I am. We have access to him, and we can ascend unto heaven. The Bible says, come boldly unto the throne of grace, that you might receive help and power, in the help and mercy and grace in the time of trouble. God wants to help you. God wants to do it, but he said he's waiting for you to come on up and ask him, and he will. He that will come shall come, and will not tarry. He that will come shall come, and will come, and will not tarry, child of God. God is not going to tarry. God is not going to withhold from you. God is not going to sit back and allow you to be overthrown by the adversary. As the Bible said, and for you, from the word of the Lord, he said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open unto you. And so, child of God, I come to tell somebody today, through the urgency, through the anointing power of God, the Christ one, the anointed one, that is on this air today, that God is destroying every yoke. He's beating back the adversary. He's breaking down every groove. He's going to fill him, and he's going to repair the breach. And I just want you to put your faith forward and trust God has never before. It's about your faith. The Bible says that the just shall live by their faith. Come on and shout hallelujah. Not by your circumstance, not by your situation, not by your reputation, not by the circumstance that's coming up in your thoughts and mind, but the Bible says, by faith, you shall conquer, and you shall walk kingdoms, because you utilize the faith that God has given unto you. Hold fast out of God and use your faith and bring it out of the heavenly realm down to the earth realm, that it might be manifested here in the earthly realm, that glory may go back to the glory, the glory, the King of glory, out of your mouth, because he has done it on your behalf. Come on and shout hallelujah. God is going to do it. He's going to make a way out of no way on your behalf. Come on and shout hallelujah. Glory be unto God. Oh, my Jesus. I feel an anointing here. I feel a special move of God. And if you can just jump in that move with God, you'll feel the anointing power. Reorchestrating you back to that place. Realigning your life back up. Get back up, child of God. You're not going down, but going up through praise unto God. Let your praise bring you back up. When you open your mouth and worship God, he will release strength and healing and power and revelation. Because in the phenomenal of worshiping God comes deliverance, healing, and the perfect will of God. He called us out that we can show forth the praises of our God. And so in the perfect will of God, you don't mind praising him. You don't mind giving him the glory that's due to him, because you're residing not in the realm of the good. You're not residing in the realm of the acceptable, but you stepped off into the perfect acceptable will of God. Come on and shout hallelujah. Oh, Randararia, whatever you have need of it, if you could just raise your hand now, Ladabo, I'm going to agree with you right now. But whatever it is that you asking God, there's a special anointing on this broadcast today. I feel the power of God on this broadcast right now. A special anointing for whoever it is. I want to agree with you now. God's going to do it. Lord, right now, in my closing, God, I touch and agree with my radio land on today, according to your sovereign and your divine will. Let it be so. So let it be, O God. So let it be. We send our faith forward. We send our faith forward. We send our faith forward. We send the word of God and our faith forward and watching you to perform it, God. And we say, have thine own way, O God. Have thine own way, O God. To the glory of the Father, which is in heaven. We praise your blessed name. And we give you glory today. And we give you honor on today. We praise you, God. We praise you for the blood. We praise you for your provision. We praise you for the keeping power for our children. We praise you as we offer up a sacrifice of praise for our children's salvation, our children's children, Lord. And, oh, God, Lord, for their destiny, for their spouses, oh, God, for, Lord, their future, God, we send forth praise, oh, God, of what you will do, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is our God. We love you, Lord. We praise your holy name. We give you honor and we give you praise. It has been my utmost blessing and honor to have been with you in your home or your automobile or at your office or wherever you may be at this particular time. Lift up your head. It's not over. It's just beginning. God is setting you up for the place of your blessing. And you watch God work it out and bring it to pass. Hold fast. Hold on. Stay within the parameters of God and the things of God. Get back into Bible study, church, Sunday school. Don't let shame and guilt take you captive. But you break forth and get to the house of God and do the work of the Lord as though God is not coming back and you know that he's maybe on his way back. You do the work and the will of God with all your heart, mind, soul, and might. Don't let nothing bewitch you or hinder you from the things of God. Oh, child of God. Oh, blessed Lamb of God. The precious Lamb of God. Truly, we thank God for your goodness. We thank God we are trying to close, but we just feel the presence of the Lord on this broadcast. We feel a miracle, a divine flow. Rataboshe. There's a divine flow flowing on this Broadway. And I pray that you catch it today and walk in it and move in it as never before. God is going to bless you. God is going to move in and through your life as never before. Father, we come again, humbly but yet boldly unto your throne, saying thank you for this cast on today. We thank you for everyone that has listened, those that will listen in the future. I pray this same anointing will, Lord, permeate off of every tape that they will hear, that it will break bands, that it will destroy the yokes. We don't want to just speak, but we want, Lord, your anointing, God, that it will break and destroy every yoke, O God, in the lives of your people, that you may, Lord, eradicate every spiritual disease and every dark place and crevice that trying to creep into the body of Christ in the house of God. Oh, God, we plead the blood and put the word against the devil and say, God, you alone shall get the glory in and through your own work and body. And, Father, we thank you, Lord, and we give you the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name, bless every home, bless every family, bless the businesses, the entrepreneurs, God, that's going forward for your glory, that can provide for your people. Father, we ask, oh God, a double portion and blessing upon their lives and the things that you call them to do. And oh God, we'll praise your blessed name and give you the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. In my closing, as I always would say, if you don't have it, God got it. And you are just one question away from your miracle. All you need to do is ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be open unto you. Look for that door. Keep knocking, and continue to ask, and it shall be given. Watch God do it. May God bless you, child of God. Do something special for the Lord. Give your life to him. Walk closer. Seek him for his glory and his honor to be done in and through your life every day of your life for the rest of your life. And God will do it each and every day. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. Many people are seeking the things, are going out getting the things. But God said, no, tell my people, Helen. Tell them not to live in the level of good and acceptable, but get back to the perfect will of God and things of seeking him first and his righteousness, the kingdom first and his righteousness. And everything else is going to be added unto the body, unto his people, as never before. May God bless you. Bye-bye.